Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
So we're in the media area on the Friday evening at the Isle of Wight Festival, and it is an absolute privilege to be joined by bass legend, and one of the people I played lots of bass lines of when I was younger, Peter Hook. Not Dudley Moore, Peter Hook. How are you, Peter? Listen,
I'm fine, thank you very much. I was doing a book signing once, and a young girl actually came up to me and said, she said, "I've only got one question for you." She said, "What was it like working with Dudley Moore?"
You've got slightly the wrong person.
Yes, without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah. So, no, and I'd love to work with Dudley Moore, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah, and I'd love to be as funny as Peter Cook.
I imagine maybe you want to work with yourself.
Life isn't like that, is
no.
it?
No. You're at the Isle of Wight tonight. Did you ever do the thing when you were a child where you had to come over to the Isle of Wight and have the big family holiday?
No, I literally only came to the Isle of Wight when I was in... We were in Bath, actually, at Real World with Peter Gabriel, and I needed to get my head together, and I decided to go to the Isle of Wight. So I came over here for a couple of days on my own, got my head together, and, I thought it was like Altrincham in Manchester, by the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of old English cars and stuff like that. It was quite strange. But it's very pretty.
It's quite a traditional place in that sense.
Yeah, and it's also quite calm, which I thought was nice. I'm in Sandown, and just walking around was actually quite... I thought, oh, my God, this is... It's quite nice.
Sandown's lovely. I love
it's
Sandown.
It's lovely.
I mean, I have to say that I've actually got an apartment in Mallorca.
And it's not quite the same.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of relocating, shall we say. I'll stick with Palmer for now on.
So your bands, they were touring in the 70s and 80s. What's the difference, like, touring now?
Now, that's a bit of a loaded question, because the 80s and the 90s were a very different time for groups and for music. It's about growing up, really, and realising what's important in life. In those days, basically, we were just trying to drink ourselves and other things because we thought that was what life was all about. And then there comes a wonderful moment when you realise it's not. It changes. You know, when I first started a band, it was about the music. Only about the music. We lived for the music. And the fact of when you got a gig, it was the be-all and end-all of your... That was your being fulfilled. Then you got started drinking, get a bit of success, it goes to your head, and you forget. And it takes a long time to come back and realise.
And it's bring it back to the music, essentially.
Yes. Yeah. Which is how we started.
What's been the best moments in the bands?
Well, I mean, I've headlined Glastonbury 3 times.
Wow, yes. Glastonbury's next weekend.
I know. And things like that take some going. You know, going to Siinä Joki in Finland, playing with Lou Reed, and there was 175,000 people. So, but, you know, I have a method. When we first played one of our first gigs as Joy Division, we actually got no people. We turned up, we set our equipment up and we played, and nobody came to see us. Right? And then you end up 10 years later at Glastonbury to 125,000 people. So what I do is, as long as it's somewhere between naught and 125,000, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to think about life.
It is.
Okay, well, we'll wrap up there. Peter Hook, pleasure to have you.
Nice to meet you, boys.
Nice to meet you. Thank you, Peter.
It's all right, mate. Pleasure.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. The heart of the island's community.